All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody again to tonight's Applause Radio Show, and tonight we have our special guest, Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights, one of my favorite groups.
Yay!
I love that band.
Welcome, Marshall! Yay! Applause! Thank you, Marshall. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure, sir. Thank you.
In my pleasure, my pleasure.
Well, for just to let everybody know, I don't know if you don't. I highly doubt if you don't know who Marshall is. He, I believe, is the last surviving member, Marshall, of the Shy Lights.
Last man standing.
Right? Wow. Well, I normally, since we can't play your music, I would like to do your song, but I don't know if I can. So maybe you want to do it for us tonight? Oh, girl, come on, Marshall, do it for us.
I'm no horse tonight on it.
I'll be in trouble if you left me now.
Right on.
Anyway, I apologize. Normally I would belt out a little something because I just feel it when I have the guests on. But thank you again for joining us. Appreciate it so much. I mean, you've been doing this for, my God, 40, 50 years?
50 years.
60 years. Wow. Wow. And you're still performing, right?
Yeah, we're still touring all over the country.
Oh, my God. God bless you. Dear God. Right. And you're out in Illinois, I believe?
Right. We're in Chicago, Illinois. That's how
right.
I say. We started right here.
When did you get inducted into the R&B Hall of Fame?
R&B Hall of Fame was the year 2000.
2000. Great. That must have been a wonderful evening. And you were also very close with Jackie Wilson, right? I mean,
very, very, very close. Jackie Wilson was responsible for the Shy Lights, you know, coming down to Brunswick Records in Chicago, 1449 South Michigan, coming down there. We was down there auditioning at the time, and Jackie came to Brunswick, you know, him and Nat Turnipole, president of Brunswick, flew into Chicago and came down to the office, and when he was coming up the steps, and I was really got nervous because I've seen, always seen Jackie Wilson, always seen him at the Regal Theater in Chicago
nice.
Doing shows, and I was very excited about him and my mother. My mother loved him to death, you know, and to get signed down there at Brunswick Records, he came down there and heard us auditioning with Carl Davis, and Carl Davis said, hey, wow, Jackie, what do you think, Jackie? Jackie said, sign them. Them guys can sing. Otis LaVelle and Major Lance told me to go down there.
Nice.
To be up there with Carl Davis. Uh-huh.
Nice. Well, Jackie was a major influence to a lot of artists as well, so it must have been an amazing thrill for him to you know, make you, you know, find you guys. And bring you to the forefront like that. So when, let's see, how old are you when this is happening with Jackie, when you meet Jackie?
Well, I just left Gladys Knight, the Pips. I was fan drawing for her, and then I went to Major Lance. Major Lance was with Carl Davis down in 1449 South Michigan. Wow, that's weird. Like, I was around in the age, shoot, I must have been about 17, 18 years old.
Oh, God, you were a baby.
Right on.
Wow, wow. amazing, just amazing. And your career is just fantastic. I mean, it would never stop. I mean, I see that you actually, did you work with Beyonce on Crazy in Love also?
Oh, yeah, I played the drums. I played congos on Crazy in Love.
No, never knew that. Never knew that.
Oh, yeah. That's me playing congos. That came off of a song called Are You My Woman? We recorded in 1969. We recorded the song. And we sold about 2,000 records and she sold 16 million.
No, wow.
I was very excited about it. I was excited when she first contacted us about doing the song. I think, what is she going to do with what is you gonna do with that song? But you never know what youngsters can do with their music. They got their own sound as well.
Uh-huh. Right. And what was it? If I Was Your Woman?
Are You My Woman? I was just
Are You My Woman?
Yeah, Are You My Woman? Tell Me So.
Okay, cool.
And her is just crazy in love.
There you go. There you go. And Old Girl, I mean, my God, Old Girl was like, I can't even tell you how many people were affected by that song and Have You Seen Her and all that. I mean, come on. If these people, so many people were affected by your music. I mean, it's just so touching and beautiful. I mean, the vocals, too, are just. Now, the original band members, were you related at all? Is that, or no?
When I was Eugene Records and myself, Creedell Rhea Jones and Robert Squirrel Lester, we had our sound coming out of high school together, and
right.
we went into that Catholic Church sound. That's how we found our sound.
Nice.
You know, we started out doing a lot of Temptations before we had our hit records. We did a lot of Temptations on, but when we nailed it, when we went to St. Louis, Missouri. We was on a tour with Jackie Wilson, and we was on stage, and we sung everything but Have You Seen Her, and the people went wild in St. Louis, so the radio station KATV said, you all got to get on stage and sing Have You Seen Her. These people going to tear this place up. That's a B-side record. We've been singing the B-side record for a whole year. And
well, the B-sides are usually the best sides.
Right. And then we end up at Kill on the Tire with Jackie, and next thing you know, we end up coming off stage without singing Have You Seen Her. So they told us to get back on that stage and you better sing doo 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 doo. You better sing something. You know, so we got back on stage and sung Have You Seen Her, and the people went wild.
Started standing up
on the stage in the balconies and everywhere.
I bet. Now the original bandmate. Now, pardon me, my French is. I can't even pretend. All I know is Je M'appelle Joanne. But the Chanteurs was the original name of the band, correct?
Well, no, it was two different groups. It was the Chanteurs and the Desert Dells. I had my group, and me and Creedell Red Jones had our group, and Eugene Ruckin and Robert Squirrel Lester had his group called the Chanteurs. I was just called the Desert Dells. So what happened is we had two members of my group fell out. We had two members of Dean's group, the Chanteurs, fell out. And we couldn't sing real good. But Eugene Records group could sing, but they couldn't dance. We were the best dancers. So we said, look at here. Let's take these two real good singers and put them with us because we real good dancers.
And it worked. There you go. But what did the Chanteurs mean? Did it mean anything in particular, or you don't know?
Well, no. That was the name of their group. We were the Desert Hills.
I saw that. Now, the Shy Lights, how'd that come about? The Shy Lights, how'd you come up with that?
We came together as the Marshall and the Highlights. That's what we did. We came together as Marshall and the Highlights. I went to my uncle, which he was a millionaire back in the day. And I asked him, I said, would you give us some money to record us? He said, I give you all the money to record you, but you got to be Marshall and the Highlights. You know, notice Desert Dells and all that. You're going to be Marshall and the Highlights. So we recorded a record called I'm So Jealous. And we got the song, and the song started making a little noise. It sounded like The Impressions. So it started making a little noise in Chicago. Then Mercury Records got a hold to it and asked us to come down.
Nice.
So we went down to Mercury Records And they say, hey, you know what? We assign you all, but in one thing, we have a group down here, a pop group called the Highlights.
Mm.
So we start scratching our head. Wow. Now we the Highlights. We march in the Highlights, and they was the Highlights.
Right.
So we say, well, we didn't want to change everything. So we say, oh, okay, since we're from Chicago, Illinois, let's put a C. We put a C in front of that H and made it the Highlights.
And there you go. There's history. In 1964, the Highlights became the Highlights. Right? There you go.
That's it.
Now, currently there's a Tara Thompson performing with you. Is she daughter, wife?
That's the wife. Yeah,
she's
singing background on stage with me. Also, she's on my new record as well, Low Key. She's on there. It's taking off very well and very
nice.
Fast.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, you also performed on Jackie's last album, Don't Burn No Bridges. I haven't had a chance to listen to that. I bet it's fantastic.
Oh, it's a great song, and I also played drums on one of his songs, too, Sweet Vibrations. That was a great song track because I was a drummer. You know, I came as a drummer. So
oh.
I got a chance to play on that. I got a chance to play on there. And at that time, it took a recess. We had Doc Roberson. Doc Roberson came on and did the bass, sung the bass on the record for us, and he did a great job as well.
Hmm. Yeah, David Doc Roberson, right?
David Doc Roberson.
That's the man. Yep. Now, you've actually worked with the Whispers, the Gap Band, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, you've worked with amazing artists. I mean, you're a legend yourself. So, I mean, I can't imagine these people not wanting to work with you. So, what songs would we have known that you've worked with, let's say, Earth, Wind, and Fire, since they're one of the most popular?
Earth, Wind, and Fire started off with us. Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire was my drummer.
No kidding.
I just sang it, y'all. Yeah, he was the drummer for the Highlights back in the
no
day.
No kidding.
Yeah, we took him out of the High Shepherd Rail right here in Chicago.
Wow.
He played drums with us.
Right.
He was a great drummer. He played with Ramsey Lewis. He was
wow.
a great drummer with Ramsey Lewis. And he did it. Now, when he got his hit records and he came on the road with us, we went on the road with him. And we played Indianapolis. We opened up that arena, the biggest stadium arena in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wow.
We opened it up there. And he came in there like gangbusters. He was turning over on the drums and flying in the air. I said, man, Maurice, what's going on here?
Wow.
He said, man, this is what we do. So he created his own sound. And I never knew he could sing. You know,
but,
I said, Maurice is singing. I know he's a great drummer, but I never knew he could sing. He stopped putting them records out. And I said, wow.
Right. Wow. You know, it's so funny. I don't think people really realize that Earth, Wind, and Fire, the whole band is percussionists. And they're amazing. Oh, my God. They're amazing. We actually had Philip Bailey on the show. I think he did like our first or second show. And, well, we had a great time with him. He's another amazing guy. Oh, my God. But, it's funny how Earth, Wind, and Fire is really a truly percussionist band. Everybody plays percussions in that band, and it's just fantastic. But I mean, you.
Well, all of them was musicians, though. That's why he was so great.
Right.
And he had some of the greatest musicians ever. Louis Satterfield had Michael Harris on trumpet. All those guys played on our records, just about.
Nice. Well, that's why you all sound so good, because, you know, when you all work together, you get the right sound, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. Oh, girl, I'll be in trouble if you let me now. I can't help it.
Wow, you sound
good on that. I'm dying over here. Are you kidding me? Oh, my Lord. So let me tell you, I want to talk about your the doc that's coming out where you're associate producer of. On Higher and Higher, it's the Jackie Wilson Brunswick record story. When can we see that, and what's it about?
Well, that'll be coming out next year sometime.
They're
getting it all together now, and that's about the life story of Brunswick Records with Jackie Wilson.
Now, who else was on Brunswick other than you and Jackie Wilson?
Well, we had the Young Ho Trio. We had the Artistics. We had Barbara Ackland. okay? And we had the Lost Generation. We had a great lineup over there.
Yeah, great roster. Yeah, sure. My God. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Is Brunswick Records still around? I'm going to say no, but I don't know.
Brunswick Records is still doing it. You still
yeah.
got it going. Still got our records going out there, doing a wonderful job, taking us all over the world, keeping us going.
Excellent.
We work as a team.
That's great.
I keep the Shine Lights. I'm the driving force of the Shine Lights.
And of course.
And Paul Turnipole, which is the son of Matt Turnipole, doing a great job with his family, keeping everything rocking and rolling here.
Yeah. Well, I was happy to see Jackie get the Walk of Fame finally. Definitely well deserved. And we were actually supposed to have somebody on to talk about it, but things got a little discombobulated where I believe we were going to have Harlan on, but unfortunately she passed away right before the ceremony, as you know. And you were there, right? You were there for the ceremony?
Yeah, I made a speech there. I spoke at the ceremony. It was Barry, and then you had Barry Gordy there. You had Smokey Bear Robinson there. You know, you had Jody Watley there. You had Mary Wilson there. You had Ray Parker Jr. I mean, you can go on and on. We had some great talents there.
Nice big family. Very nice. That, you know, people don't realize that the industry is a big family. And, you know, when we have our guests on, every guest we've ever had on, they're all such a tight-knit group of people and are still friends today and work together. And if somebody needs something, they just run there and they say, sure, I'll pop in. Why not? You know? And there's no attitudes. There's no I'm this and you're that, whatever, you know. It's just wonderful.
All professional people. We all work together one day of time or another. Playing at the arenas together and playing. I mean, we've been there. You know, we used to each other, and we know how to see each other, and just have one happy family there.
Right. Well, if anybody would like to call in and talk to Marshall, please call us at 646-478-0999. And in the meantime, also, I saw that. Please tell me that you own something from the original works of the Shy Lights, because I believe you lost a lot of it in the 2008 Universal fire.
Oh yeah. We had a lot of that going on back in the day. We lost a lot, but we're still coming back, you know, with a lot of things now. We're building it all back up together, and it's really working. Also, my new song. We also working there with my new song, Low Key, which is taking off very big right now. I mean, it came out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere, and it's happening right now.
Well, guys, listen to Low Key. It's under your name, obviously, not the Shy Lights, under Marshall, right? Marshall Thompson.
Yeah, it's under both. It's the Shy Lights featuring Marshall Thompson, and it's under Shy Lights. I remade it again when I did it the first time. So sometimes you might get it, but it would be the same product. We just did a remake on it as well.
Right. Wow. And you guys were all based out of Chicago.
Right. Everybody from Chicago, DuSable High School, me, Inglewood High School, Gene Record, and Robert Squirrel Nelson, Cleta Rhea Jones High Park High School, right here in Chicago.
Wow. Isn't that something? You know, growing up together and making such an amazing, amazing music and just an amazing life for everybody. And, you know, it's an experience that no one knows unless you're actually that person. So,
we were really excited about having the number 36 record of the century for BMI, Old Girl. Number 36 of the century, Old Girl.
Nice. Very nice. That is some honor.
Yeah, I'm still happy about it, you know. And I tell you what, doing the Flip Wilson show, the Dick Clark show, the Sammy Davis Jr. show, and the Soul Train show, all those shows together help put that song over the way it was supposed to be.
Oh, definitely. Which show did you like performing on the best out of all the ones that you'd been on in that era?
Well, actually, all of them was really good to me. I enjoyed each and every last one of them. Midnight Special.
That was a great show. Yeah.
Well, Time Life has Midnight Special out right now, and then they're showing the Shire Lights, and they're showing all the great talent
that was
on Midnight Special.
That was a great show. I loved that show when it was on. And it was live. They sang live on that one.
Oh, yeah, you sang live. Did you like the Flip Wilson show?
The what, hon?
Flip Wilson. Was you?
Oh, I love Flip Wilson show. You kidding? Geraldine was fantastic.
Right. Yeah. Of course, we did the Clark show about 8 times.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Yep.
And then Soul Train we did about 9 times on Soul Train.
Yeah, that was my Saturdays. I'd watch Dick Clark, and then I'd run over to Cornelius.
Right on. Well, we had a great run. We had a great run.
And you're still having a great run, so that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to share with us where we could tell the folks where they can catch you playing soon? Or, I mean, we know the movie's coming out, the documentary is coming out in 2019.
Go on my website, shylights.info, for all the information where we'll be at. Just go on that CHILITES.INFO, shylights.info, and find out where we're playing at. It'll tell you all the places where we're playing. Also, you'll see a lot of videos there. And then also, go to cdbaby.com and download my new single,
Low Key. And with my voice, you keep it on the low key, baby. Well, that's one thing I do like about this voice. I'm extremely low. I hope it doesn't stick around. But it's funny. I go at work. I'm like, how low can you go?
well, I tell you what, Eugene Record has the high key, and Marsha Thompson got the low key.
Aha! There you go. There you go. So what artists are on Brunswick right now, other than yourself?
They're still promoting the catalog right now. That's what they're working. They still got everybody that they had on there. We just are promoting the catalog and making sure everybody can survive with their families.
Nice.
And that's most important right now. A lot of people are gone, passed away, but I'm the driving force. I try to see to it that everybody gets what's due to them for the work that they put into it for years and years and years.
Right. Well, you know, that's why I love doing the Applause radio show, because you guys deserve so much applause, and we want you guys to be known now, not be read about that, you know, oh, it happened 30 years ago. No, now. You know, this is you guys are still here. Let's do it. Let's play it. Let's sing. Let's have
absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely.
You know? So
It's surprising to me when we played, the last time we played the arena in San Antonio where the San Antonio Spurs play, we packed the whole place, and that was crazy, man. We looked like we had about 19,000, I think it was. Total.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That was a great show.
When is the Soul Train Cruise? Did that already happen? Did I miss that?
Yeah, we did the Soul Train Cruise this year. We did that already. Great time, standing ovation. And XM Radio played our show live twice.
Nice.
On XM Radio, Soul Town. They played our live performance.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. I love the way you dress, by the way. You're so classy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. But, that's
the Chicago look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got that look, the hat and everything. And it's crazy. You know? So now when you perform, is it the whole roster playing together, like doing a show for the evening, or are you spotlighting just yourself?
Well, we are the whole roster. We have different acts on the show with us all the time, Stylistics, Dramatics, Delphonics, groups like that.
Delphonics,
great groups, Whispers. The Mighty Dales, when the Dales are there. I mean, we had some great acts that we worked with for years and years and years. And then we get ready to go back out with the Spinners. We meet with the Spinners Valentine's Day Baltimore, Maryland. Yeah, Baltimore, Maryland, we meet with the Spinners. And the Moments will be on there, Riggerman and Brown. I mean, we enjoy all the guys. And these guys we've been knowing for years.
Yeah.
You know, years and years and years.
Are you going to be doing anything on the East Coast soon?
Yeah, we're coming up to the East Coast. Well, Baltimore is up the East Coast, really. Then we've been Baltimore. That's Valentine's
Day. Oh, that's Valentine's Day. Okay.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Their team is in Baltimore. We'll be playing. We'll be going to New York and Boston. We'll be doing all those, I think, over the winter time.
Okay, so tell me now, you were just up and coming, and you took the time to help out a very famous act, and you probably weren't as close after they blew up, especially the youngest one. So tell me, what did you do, and what kind of advice did you give the Jackson 5? Even though you weren't famous yourself yet, but you knew they were going to be. You knew they were going to be.
It was amazing. A friend of mine, he was a janitor in Chicago, Luther Terry. And Luther Terry was managing that little group at the time. And they came, I wasn't home, but they came over to my auntie's house. She was 107. And they came over looking for me. And she said, "What you want with boots?" That was my little nickname, you know what I mean? She said, "We want to see the marshal of the shine lights. We want to see him." So we had just got through with getting some music arrangements ready for the Regal Theater. Back in them days, you had to have a full arrangement for the big band.
Right.
So when I got home, they left a little card just saying, "Get in touch with Joe Jackson and Jackson 5."
Mm.
So I called them. I said, "I'm home now." And next thing I know, here they come. Back to the house. So Bobby Keller had this record called "Does Your Mama Know About Me and I'm Your Man."
Mm.
So Squirrel in the Shower, like, he was singing "I'm Your Man" all the time with us, with our group. So so Joe and them made arrangements for the Jacksons are going for an audition on the talent show in there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I let Joe use my music. Okay.
Right.
The show, like, music. We let him use the arrangements so they can get on the show there. And
right.
Then next thing you know, they have won the show. So whoever wins the show at the Regal Theater back in those days, they put you on the regular show.
Right.
So after me playing them around Chicago with Joe, taking them all to the little clubs and getting them out of there, they couldn't stand there because they were too young.
Right.
And you know, underage. So they're going to the clubs, and then people be throwing nickels and dimes up at them. They're getting that money, and then run on out of the club. So when we got to the Regal Theater, we was with Bobby Keller. With Bobby Keller and the Van Cougars, they was the headliner of the show.
Mm.
So I went upstairs to talk to Bobby to get the shine lights to Motown, okay? So I went up there, I said, "Hey, Bobby, you think you can get the shine lights to Motown?" And he said, "Well, let me sit down and talk about that." We sat down, and then all of a sudden, Michael Jackson and them was making a lot of noise on stage. The kids were going wild, going crazy. They were going crazy up there. So he asked me, he said, "Who is that nigga, all that noise down there?" I said, "That's that little talented Michael Jackson." He said, "What? Take me there." So I took him downstairs and introduced him to Joe Jackson, the man. And
nice.
He took him to Joe. And then that's when he first seen him. And he went crazy. And next thing I know, after the show, they was upstairs in Bobby Keller's dressing room. And so Bobby took them straight to Detroit, Michigan. And he stayed with He took the kids and then stayed with him, and then he took them right there to Berry Gordy.
Nice.
And then he got them signed. Then he produced the first 6 albums with them.
Nice.
Okay. And he just passed away. He just talked about it on a video. If you look at Keller Murray, Keller / Mate, Bobby Keller,
he'll
tell you the whole story, how we discovered. You know how we discovered to get together,
And then, you know, it's so funny. Back in the day, it's like, it just seemed like it was, I mean, of course it was talent, you know, of course it was talent, but it just seemed like it was, you were, all of everybody was just in the right place at the right time, you know?
It's
just an amazing time.
I did the same thing with New Edition, just about. New Edition was in the project in Boston,
No, I didn't know you were involved with them, too.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes,
wow.
I wouldn't sign them, though, because they couldn't sing to me. Back then, they danced on my butt.
Yeah.
So my wife say, boy, y'all dance like crazy up here. But we can't hear you singing. You got to sing on the record.
Yeah.
So Maurice Starr, I just talked to him the other day. He had a stroke as well.
I talked to Maurice.
I said, Maurice, listen, you live in Boston. Could you do something with this group here? He said, okay, Marsha, I'll do something. And he took them and signed them as well.
Nice.
And then he had new kids on the block.
Nice.
He did something with both of those acts.
Right.
Hey, I had a chance to sing myself, but they couldn't sing to me.
They need a lot of work.
They can dance. Ooh, about dance all up and down our bus, our whole bus, our old girl bus. They were dancing all up and down that bus. And
wow.
But I was happy for us. I'm glad they went where they went because if they had stayed with us, we might not have been able to do what Maurice Starr did, you know?
Right.
Everything has its timing.
Right. Everything has a reason and timing and everything. So now there's a 2020 cruise, right? There's a 2020 cruise coming up, and I believe you're on that.
Well, no, we're not on that. We're probably going to hold us back again. They normally take you back after 2 years. They got the Jacksons on there, though.
Oh, I know. They got some lineup on here. The Jacksons, the Isley Brothers. My God. Regina Bell. I mean, the Family Stone. Unfortunately, I know Sly's not doing anything, unfortunately. That's too bad. You know, you got amazing bands going to be on there. Amazing. I love those. I wish I could go to one.
Right. When I had my stroke, Isley was on that with as well. They were Charlie Wilson was with us. Yeah, Charlie Wilson was with us.
Uh-huh.
Isley Brothers,
of
course, us. And we had quite a few good acts on the Soul Train cruise then. And then they brought us back this year, and we did it again this year.
Who's running the Soul Train cruise? Is it Cornelius' son or no? Somebody else.
Yeah. Cornelius' son, he's in charge of it.
I figured, that's what I thought, But there's some amazing acts coming up, and I really wish I was going to be in the Baltimore area in February because I'd love to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great show, but the Spinners got a great act.
Yeah,
wow,
Spinners
are
great.
Those are my guys.
Well, I love all your music. I love everything from the era, every era, 50s, 60s, 70s. I mean, I love it all. And I love having you with us, and it's been a pleasure, absolutely. I'm so happy that you were able to join us, and I can't wait to see the documentary. People got to check that out. It's the Jackie Wilson and the Brunswick Record Story, and it's called Higher and Higher. People who don't know, which they must be hiding under a rock, Higher and Higher was one of Jackie Wilson's songs, and... Jackie was fantastic, just fantastic.
It's an honor for me. I'm one of the executive producers of Higher Thing. I'm really happy about that, to be a part of that.
You must be in it as well.
I'm in it as well. Smokey Robinson is in it as well. Paul Tenfold did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
A great job of it.
Is that going to be on TV, or is it going to be on Netflix, or where are we going to be on this?
They're going for Netflix, HBO, and all the places like
nice.
That. All the, you know, comics like that. You know.
So everybody so next year, check it out. Higher and Higher, the documentary, the Jackie Wilson and Brunswick Record Story that brought these guys to the forefront, and we should be thankful for them every day because without them, our lives have been so much different without the soundtracks that they've given us. In our lives, I know for me anyway, and you know, just the memories that you guys bring when these songs play, and it's just amazing. And I'm so glad that you're still doing it and still knocking it out and killing it, just killing it there, Marshall.
Right on. Don't forget now, Godfather Vocal Group, Marshall Thompson, low key, gotta get on the low key,
baby.
CDBaby.com, Spotify, you can just download it on CDBaby.com.
Yep.
You can get it faster there. Just go right there and ask for Low Key. Pull up Shy Light, Marsha Thompson, or the Shy Light. You pull up Shy Light, either one, you're going to get it.
Excellent. John, did you want to add anything to speak to Marshall?
No, I was just listening. I was fascinated by all the stories. It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Oh, could
history.
You imagine all the stories he can tell? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to go into the things that, you know, the crazy things that he's done, because he's probably a grandfather now. So, you know.
A great grandfather,
right? No, we don't want to.
I got
a question
for you.
32
grandkids, and I got 31 great grandkids.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Marshall.
And I give them all for Christmas, I give them all a dollar piece.
Oh, that's funny. I'm sorry, John.
I have a question. Yeah, I got a question for Marshall. Marshall, how come all the great bands and singers came out of Chicago? What was going on?
Yeah, isn't that crazy, John? That's crazy, right?
It's amazing.
You know, this used to be Chicago was the capital of the world in music at one time. And then as time went on, you know, when we had everybody here. Quincy Jones was here. You had Red Fox. All of them was right here at the Wrigley Theater, and they moved to California. A lot of them moved out to California. But we came up at DuSalva High School with Captain Walter Dyrett, the music director. He taught everybody everything from right there. He taught me drums, taught my family drums, my uncle drums, taught my mother piano, taught my auntie piano. I mean, that's where it all came from. You know, all of them was right here. Joe Williams. That was right there on the same block where we was born. Where I was born at
Smoking Joe Williams, right?
Matt King Cole was on the same block with us.
Damn.
Yeah, Donna Hathaway, all of us, Bo Diddley, all of us right here.
Bo Diddley.
Well, you know, when you look at that, you know everybody. Look at you.
Oh, I love music. You kidding? I love you. That's why I'm doing the show. We love you. We love you. You kidding?
Right.
You gotta love it. It's the backbone of our country, our lives, everything. The music from the 50s, 60s, even 40s and 20s. I mean, you know, all of it. You know.
What a great show! You are a great show tonight. Thank you.
No, great show with you. You kidding me? We couldn't do it without you.
I appreciate it. And
well, thank
I enjoyed. I hope you all enjoy our music still to come as we're going.
Yes.
We're going to keep it going as far as we can. We're just going to keep it going as far as we keep it going.
And you know what? As long as you got music, you'll always keep it going, because that's that. It's the most happiest thing to me anyway. It's the thing that keeps me going. So, you know, I hope I could be you one day.
Oh, you keep on doing what you're doing. Everybody has their own talent or what they do. You did a good job tonight. You know, very excited about you today.
Oh, good. Well, we're happy to talk about them and the documentary and everything. And, you know, when the movie comes out, the documentary, please come back and let us know where we can tell everybody to catch it, because I'd love to see it. I can't wait. And I'm definitely going to check out Low Key. As soon as we get off the air, I'm going to get off Low Key, and I'm going to post it up on our Facebook page, the song.
Make sure you send it to me too on my Marsha Thompson Facebook page.
We will absolutely, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Marshall Thompson, everybody from the Shy Lights, still killing it.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. I do want to be you, minus the 32 great grandchildren.
Right, I love each and every one of them.
I bet you do. Well, Marshall Thompson, everybody from the Shy Lights, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Can't thank you enough. You have a good night, hon, and you come back anytime you want.
Thank you so much.
Shylights.info.
That's the website. Go to it. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, Marshall. Take care,
thank
honey.
You,
thank
Marshall.
You so much. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Oh, what a guy, huh, John?
amazing history, just the, all the talent that he's seen and played with. It's just, you know, it's unbelievable.
Excited,
You know, it's all the people that we listened to growing up that he was actually talking to and playing with them.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And the other day, I mean, honestly, I don't know how to phrase this without sounding rude, because I don't mean to, and it's just that everybody's passing, and it's like, why wait to say your condolences, how much you love them? Enjoy them now, and enjoy the music that we loved and still love, and join us on the show. Talk to these people. Get to know them. They're wonderful people. They're not just great, talented people. They're wonderful people. Let them know you appreciate them now. Instead, they're not going to read your post, oh, so sad, whatever. Let them know that you love them, you know? I don't know.
Well, that's the whole thing, you know. it's the music that everyone grew up with, you know. Every car radio had the Shy Lights were on the car radio, no matter where you
went
to. You heard the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Tell me, have you seen her? No,
and it all brings back memories of the time, you know, it brings back all those memories when you hear that song. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I was hoping that some people would have called in to talk about their experience, how the song helped them went through a breakup or whatever, you know?
Well, you know what, Joanne, what I noticed that the people get so engrossed in what these our guests are saying that they don't want to interrupt them by calling in and asking a question. They feel like they're interrupting them. And, you know, and that's the way I would feel. You know, I want to hear the story. I don't want to, you know, ask my stupid question. I want to hear what this person's saying. And
be part of the story. Be part of it. You know, these people call in, be part of it. He'd love, all these artists would love to talk to you. Not you, John.
Like I always say, you know, the people, we'll listen to it tomorrow. They'll listen to it tonight on Hamilton Radio.
Later.
And they'll listen to it at their leisure because, you know, people nowadays, they're so busy with everything, working one, two jobs or, you know, kids, family. They don't have time to sit, you know, at a computer or a telephone and call in and wait to, you know, go on air. They'll listen to it, you know, driving to work, you know.
Exactly.
It's something to look forward to.
In their leisure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and
how
plus,
are you today,
you know,
honey?
Good. Everything's going good.
Good.
Everything's
good,
great.
Good. Well, I've had somebody reach out to me. I reached out to them a couple of months ago. They're from, Music Nostalgia or Nostalgia Music. And they post some amazing stuff on Facebook about great artists and the history behind them, and just great little tidbits about the artists themselves and the lyrics and everything. And they want to be affiliated with us, which is pretty cool. We're going to have their fans listening to us and our fans listening to them. So that's
very
pretty cool.
Nice.
We haven't worked anything out yet, but like I said, they just sent me an email tonight. And we need to talk, so that's going to be good. So I'm excited about that. I didn't get a chance to tell you because, unfortunately, I just found out myself. So, but this weekend, guys, on the 13th, we have, I believe we're starting the show at 8 p.m., John, the 13th?
What day is that? Is that Sunday?
That's Sunday. That's your big day.
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody about your big day? Tell everybody about your big day.
Well, my movie, Bigfoot Blood Trap, a horror comedy movie, is going to be shown at the Showboat in Atlantic City as one of the featured movies there. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that we may win an award. So that would be pretty nice. And so by the time I get back.
I think you will.
Yeah, I hope so. That would be pretty nice, you know. And then by the time I get back, we won't be able to start the show until 8 just to play safe with traffic and everything.
Yeah. Right, so we'll be on at 8 p.m. Eastern, and
Sunday
we'll have Susan Jacks, who sang, "Which Way You Going, Billy?" I'm sorry, Susan, I didn't mean to ruin your song. And we have a double bill, actually, and we have the lovely Dawn Moore. She's the daughter of Clayton Moore, the Lone Ranger. So that should be pretty interesting. I'm curious to talk to her about a lot of things, too. You know, can you imagine what it was like growing up in the Lone Ranger's house? He was everybody's hero, you know.
Well, so I still watch the Lone Ranger, Joanne. It's on MeTV, the reruns.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Black and white.
How, John, how? I'm kidding. And, yeah, and we're still tentative for the Smithereens. Haven't gotten the word yet on that. Hopefully we get that word soon. And I think the rest of the month we should relax. What do you think, John?
Well, I think we should get some old-time movie actors, you know, while they're still around. See if we get them on the show,
honey.
Too.
I'm trying.
That would be fun, you know, especially from the TV shows, the old TV shows.
Yeah. Well, we're going to Chiller. Are you going to Chiller?
No, I'm going to miss Chiller because I can't take off, but I'm doing New Jersey. Well, they usually have a bunch of people there. You can talk
right.
to them.
Right, so I'm hoping
it would be great.
I'm hoping to get a couple of snaggers. I'm going to snag a couple there, so.
Yeah, I think our friend Tammy Locke is going to be at the Chiller this year.
Yeah, Tammy's going to be there,
so
nice. Yeah, so let's try and get a couple people there to join us because, I'd like to jump around a little bit. Some music, some TV, some actors, you know, would be great.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
So,
I'd say we end our show tonight, Joanne, on a happy note.
Yes,
definitely.
Unfortunately, yes, it was wonderful. Thank you again, Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights, for joining us. And I apologize to everybody out there for my voice. I'm trying to get it back. It's in my pocket somewhere. I just can't find it. And John, thank you as always. And look forward to doing the show next Sunday. And I know you're going to win an award, so good luck with that. And
if I don't win an award, I'll be very honorary. I'll be very nasty and honorary.
All right, so I won't talk to you that day. I'll wait till the next day.
All right, guys. So we will see you on Sunday at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock with Susan Jack and Dawn Moore. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good night. Thank you for joining us at Applause Radio Show. And always go back and listen to it online at www.applauseradioshow.com, hamiltonradio.net, and also blogtalkradio.com. You can hear it
Excellent.
There. So we are like shit. We are all over. So anyway, give us a call sometime. You want to talk, send us emails. You want to get on the show, give us a call. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Sure.
And,
nice.
John. Yeah, give us a call. John and I love you guys. So, and it's been a pleasure. John, thank you as always for everything. And again,
thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Marshall Thompson. It was a pleasure, sir. An absolute honor for me, anyway. I know I enjoyed it thoroughly. And
fantastic.
Yes, always. All these guys, I love them. I love them all. And it's just been a pleasure for me. So, but anyway,
hey,
good night,
everybody.
All. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see you on Sunday.